It's after midnight and she's on your phone.
Waiting for you to come over home. Shit, you caught me off guard. Damn it, I don't know lyrics like that. That's like a 1999 song.
Because, you know, most girls want a man with the bling bling. Got my own thing, got the ching ching. I just want real love. Yes.
Y'all, don't even listen to him, because he's up in that room back in the day singing, I want to love you forever.
Oh, and this is what I'm asking of you. Sounded like fucking Scuttle off the Little Mermaid.
I mean, she opened that whole mouth.
Jessica Simpson was a screaming bitch.
She walked, so, you know, hoes. So, never mind. Go ahead.
What was you finna say?
I'm not gonna do it today.
You know what? You know what that is? That's growth, because I knew where you were going with that. And I'm glad you caught yourself. Anyway,
I don't have time. I've taken enough this week, and I'm about to get into that later.
Oh, because you had about enough. You had about enough of them. I saw. Are you talking about Twitter?
Oh, you damn right.
All right, we're finna get into it. But before we do, thank you for supporting and listening and loving our ratchet asses over here at Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my, who am I this week? I am Garcelle's wig, what she told Erica about herself on the trailer of Beverly Hills. And who are you this week?
That's wonderful. I am, you know, I'm Porsche. I'm gonna fuck a bitch up.
Ooh. You know what? Let's just jump to the reason of your anger first, and then we could do everything else. Let's jump. What happened?
We could save it for that, for the portion of the show where we talk about that unfortunate state up in the cuts that has nothing but smog.
Oh, all right. All right, well, then let's get to the hot topics.
You motherfuckers will hear it.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm scared, honey.
You lonely hoes on Twitter, fat bitches on Twitter ain't got shit to do.
Woo!
I'm a fat bitch too, but guess what? Y'all fat bitches can't stay on your own little fat little world and do your own shit with fat ass fingers. I'm surprised you can push the button on the phone.
All right, Dr. Heavenly.
I can't. My blood pressure went up. I can't wait.
Girl, I've never seen you this mad before.
I'm not even mad. I'm just
like, they really do be trying you, because they never try it in our Twitter account, and they never try me on my Twitter account, but they always try you.
Who's gonna say something to Bambi?
Bambi, I was not on Basketball Wives LA season 2,
but you sure were in the woods watching your mother get shot.
Don't you? When it comes to my mother. And when it comes to my mother.
Where's Thumper now?
Ask Barbara Walters.
Shit.
You better ask Peter.
You better ask Peter, okay? Let's talk about these motherfucking streets.
Okay. So, shout out to Carlos King, who is literally one of the best reality television producers ever. Carlos King produced early seasons of Jersey. He also produced some of the most iconic seasons of Atlanta. And he also does Love and Marriage, Huntsville. And he also did the encore on BET.
He's quite a Jersey when Jersey was good. Look at the show.
Yeah, he did the table. He did the first 3 or 4 seasons of Jersey back when it was good.
Garbage.
Now it's trash. But anyways, he had Ebony K. Williams on his podcast, and they were discussing, like, you know, when did she find out about the reboot and revamp of Roni? Mm-hmm. She found out literally right before we did.
Of course she did.
She also said that Sonya Morgan was really the only one that was really willing to work with her. And honestly, I can kind of see that now because Ebony was the only one that kind of made Sonya feel welcome and not like a punching bag, because I feel like Ramona always liked to have Sonya around to make herself look and feel better. You know, some people always try to keep people down to make them feel better. But Sonya's a cool chick. I like her. Yeah, she may be messy, may get drunk. We all do. But, like, it's just, I notice this. Mind you, I'm still catching up on old seasons. But the more I look at, like, the older seasons of Roni, the more I'm like, bitch, Ramona, you ain't right. You don't do your friends like that.
She ain't never been right. Okay, she was in the bathroom or wherever, calling her a stupid bitch and shit.
Yeah, it was just shady. But then also, too, Ebony was talking about how, like, you know, she was kind of pushed by production to discuss those topics because those were the hot topics at the time, you know? And she, honestly, she didn't really get a fair shake. The poor girl was the first Black woman put on an all-white cast. It wasn't really organic. It was during the peak pandemic era, during an election year, after the George Floyd shooting and shit like that. New York wasn't even open. They couldn't even go on a trip and luxuriate. Like, it was just so many things that were stacked against her favor. But Carlos even said himself, he said, you know, watching the show, I didn't think you belonged. But then when I saw you on Watch What Happens Live promoting her show on CBS right now, she seemed more fun and more relatable. And it was like, okay, you deserve a second season. And I agree. What about, how do you feel? Do you think she deserves a second season?
I don't really understand completely what they're doing with the show now.
Well, I feel like if they're going to do that whole multicultural revamp, but then the old white ladies on the other one, which I still find a little suspect, really. I'm like, so you're going to segregate and keep the old people on one because you don't want to piss off your audience, but then you're going to diversify. But it's like, okay, if y'all would have diversified a little bit more organically, like how Lisa knew Garcelle, or like how in Miami, Gertie knew Alexia and all them. Like, if those diversifies were more organic than how they brought Ebony in. But I feel like Ebony still got the short end of the stick. I would like to see Ebony on another season with a full open city, with the cast trip, with her able to luxuriate and have fun and just be herself. And even she said, I would like to be able to not have to be Sister Girl telling the white ladies what time it is. Like, she would like to just have fun. And I feel like if she were to get casted on this reboot, because this reboot, it needs to have a familiar face. And that's exactly what Carlos King said. And Carlos King said, you, Ebony, are that familiar face. And, you know, Sonya, Ramona, and all of them, that could go on the other one, but they can have Ebony and then bring in some other girls from different walks of life. And I still say, just like how we said on other episodes, I feel like they need to bring somebody for Blood, Sweat, and Heels as well. And then bring some Latinas, bring some Jewish girls, bring girls from all different walks, because New York is more than just blonde white ladies.
It sure is. It sure is. I mean, listen, I'd be cool with Bershawn heading it, and she's and everybody's a friend.
I wouldn't be mad at that either. I honestly, I enjoy Bershawn as well. I just feel like, you know, I just feel bad because I'm like, damn, like she's a cool chick. She just really got the shit end of the stick.
She did. She did.
And honestly, quiet as it's kept, I feel like Roni probably would have benefited from just taking that year off. And if Ebony were able to have a season that was filmed in 2021 when stuff was more open, it probably would have did more better in her favor.
Listen, if New Jersey's piece of shit show ass could wait for a bitch to get out of jail to continue filming, then they could wait a year for the pandemic to get a little bit better.
They really could have.
So,
but you know,
Bravo don't listen to shit. I don't really go.
And let Carlos King produce the reboot, please, Lord Jesus. Let Carlos King produce the reboot.
Shit.
But I heard that let Carlos King or let who produces Potomac do it. I heard also, side note, I heard the people that produce Potomac are the ones that are producing the new season of Atlanta.
Okay.
So we shall see. Speaking of new seasons, baby, that Beverly Hills trailer this morning. And I know we kind of, especially after how the Beverly Hills reunion kind of left us wanting more, not necessarily wanting more, it kind of left us with an empty stomach.
That's right.
It left us like, is that it? That's it?
When the reunion ended, I left and I was just like, That was time out of my whole ass life.
Yeah. It was given very much like I could have had a V8.
I could have been at home watching Good Times.
Okay. I could have been at the gym. I could have been at the club. I could have been hoeing. Messing with my whole time.
You still got 23 hours.
True, true.
Because you have a lot.
But that shit came out, that shit was on a prime whole time, girl. Prime time whole time. But, so let's get into this trailer. When the part when Garcelle, when Erica said, oh, you want to make me look bad. And then Garcelle was like, you do a good job of, what did she say? She said, you're already doing a good job of that.
You do a good job doing that yourself.
Bitch,
you're right.
The way I fucking screamed at that part. And Erica, like, she's just coming in guns a-blazing, like, when she was talking about...
You want to be on the side of the victims, bitch, or whatever, to Crystal?
When she said that to Crystal, and Crystal was... When she said, do you want to be on the side of the victims because it's cool? And Crystal was like, no, it's not just because it's cool. It's because...
She didn't even let her finish the statement. She's like, I don't give a fuck about anything but me.
So, now, see...
We've been known that.
Now, see, here's the part where I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad if they edited that to make it sound like that's what she said. Yeah, and then when that episode comes, it's going to be her saying, I bet you guys think that I don't give a fuck about anybody but me.
You know, they did chop that shit up. They like to play games.
Mm-hmm.
They like to play games. Mm-hmm. Okay. People on Twitter really be doing the most, okay?
What happened?
With the new girl, whatever her name is with the accent.
Diana.
When Sutton said, you're a soulless woman. And she's like, am I the new villain? Here I am.
Am I the new villain? Here I am.
And everybody on Twitter is, you know, the gays on Twitter.
Ooh.
I'm so shook.
I'm so shooken.
I was shaking watching this. I was screaming. And I was like, I was just watching it.
The only part that I screamed at was when Garcelle cleared Erica.
When Garcelle said what needed to be said, damn it. But.
Garcelle said, no, Dorit, let me finish. Garcelle. Let me finish, Garcelle! I just love yelling that randomly sometimes.
You should do it in the middle of the grocery store.
Just walk around the grocery store, just have like the random outburst. Let me finish, Garcelle!
You know, like them prank ass motherfuckers that be doing shit in Home Depot?
Yeah. Or okay, so I should walk around and be like, that's my opinion!
Yes. Is that your absolute mango?
Yes, it is.
You still have that?
I've just finished it.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
You know, I only drink at home when I do the podcast.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Wait, no, I take that back. I had wine yesterday.
Shit. Okay.
Like you was about to call my ass out. I already know you about to do it.
I don't call people out. I just speak the damn facts. Okay. No printer. Yeah.
But you know, I let you finish, Garcelle. But whew. And then they got the robbery with Dorit. But I thought it was just so funny how they show Dorit with that $5 million necklace. And then she's crying about getting robbed in like the next clip. And I was like, oh,
Lord. First of all, she ain't getting no $5 million necklace. Secondly, that footage, I saw them poking at some flimsy ass glass. I'm like, really?
Okay. Oh, how quickly that window shattered.
That like they went boop and it shattered. I said, okay.
You still think she lying, don't you?
Because she's a liar. Look at her. She's on the screen looking like a motherfucking goddamn Hispanic woman now.
Girl, she turning Hispanic and Dolores turning black.
Shit, these bitches.
Next season, she's going to come out there looking like Giselle.
She's going to be blacker than Giselle in a minute. All right. Listen, it was 96 degrees out here today. I know, yeah, it ain't tanning like that. You ain't sitting out. Don't do me. Baggity bitch. You're from Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Okay. Act like it.
Okay.
But yeah, I did enjoy this trailer. Did not have that many Kyle scenes. I loved it.
But the one Kyle scene it did have was Lisa Rinna stirring the pot between Kyle and Kathy. Mm-hmm. She's like, how could you say this about your sweet woman sitting next to
you? You said something about your beautiful sister. And then Kyle, I feel like you hate me. And Kat said, Kyle.
It was giving me very much like, remember that R. Kelly interview with Gail? And R. Kelly was hooping and hollering. And he was like, What was he saying? He was like, I'm tired of this, man. He was just like screaming. And then all Robert. What Gail King would say was, Robert. Like, it was giving me that energy. Just like, okay, girl, like, stop. But, you know, word on the curve is between Erica and Lisa, they're trying to take Kathy down. Because also in the trailer, too, Erica was like, somebody told Erica, I think it was Kyle was telling Erica, are you just coming after Kathy because everybody's coming after you and she's not perfect either? Or something along those lines. Don't forgive me if that wasn't the direct quote. But and then Erica was like, yeah. And I was like, oh Lord, here we go. Come on, mm-hmm. Reflection, deflection.
A criticism I have, which I know I'm gonna get some flack on, okay? I'm gonna flack myself for it, shit. I know that people have everyday issues.
Oh Lord, here we go.
But.
Cause I saw somebody tweeted it too and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna leave that alone. I know where this is going.
Well, you tell me if.
Is it a similar issue that's going on in New Jersey?
Yes, and I'm just like, you know what, more.
But okay.
She talked about it briefly last season, yes.
But I understand that, but we can't call the show Real Housewives without some real shit, and that's real shit. You know, I understand like a lot of the fans don't particularly care for when the girls go to therapy or when they do like, you know, doctor visits or things like that, but that's that's real shit. I would say I would prefer discussing your disorders and discussing things like that that are real. I would prefer that over going to them fake ass fucking shamans and getting a demon out of you and shit like that, and the fucking circles with the dust and the feathers and the shouting and the blowing and the breathing and the chakras. Girl, that's some bougie LA white people shit. But I just can't.
You're 8 damn hours away. Don't act like Sacramento bitches don't do the same bullshit.
Oh, they do that shit up here, but I don't do that shit. Bitch, I call my motherfucking therapist. I don't be doing all them fucking... No, girl.
These little damn Lamaze class.
laying down in the dirt while motherfucking goats run over you and poop on your ass and shit. Girl, if you don't call your goddamn... if you don't call your goddamn therapist, call your therapist. Shit. Laying up in the motherfucking desert, fucking getting all hot and shit in the fucking hot box. And girl... And I know that shit was not cheap either. That shit probably cost the amount of 10 therapy sessions. And then you done passed out and you still got the problems. Well, I'm gonna talk about her when we get to Orange County. I'm gonna talk about her because she was doing she was doing the most.
Wait, look at me.
Yes, ma'am.
What's so going on to me?
We could be big girls. We could be big girls.
We could be big girls.
We could be big girls. We could be big girls.
In Orange County.
We ain't shit.
Okay, well, back to what I was just talking about. I have a lot of sympathy for anybody going through some heavy shit like that. And I just can't ever understand it because my fat ass obviously doesn't have that problem. But, you know, I do wish everybody the best.
As someone that kind of had an issue years ago, I think that's probably why, like, I kind of cringe when I see the fans like, another one, because I'm like, nah, like, this is real life, and, like, this is something that affects both men and women, people walks of all life. Like, granted, like, mine wasn't as severe. Mine was, like, counting calories, like, obsessively counting calories, and, like, I was obsessed with calories and burning them. And, like, it was to the point to where, like, I wasn't really enjoying life. And I was getting very guilt tripped. This is back when I was, your girl was a part of Jocelyn's Cabaret back in the day. No, just playing. She was a go-go boy back in the day. And,
Welcome to Vegas, baby. I want to visit me. I want the diamonds and the rubies of the Buddha, baby.
I want to ride. But this is back, you know, I was trying too hard. I was trying to shed the quirky, nerdy image and trying to, you know, be sexy and be ripped and want the boys to want me and everything like that. You know, I was ripped, but I was not healthy. I was not doing it the right way. It was obsessive. So that's why when I see Jackie or when I see Crystal or when I see these women actually, like, reveal that on such a big platform, I think that's why I know you joke and you say I'm Sesame Street, but you know what? I do have some compassion for them because, you know, I'm not, granted, I'm nobody. I'm just a regular schmegular person, but, you know, these are people on high profile TV shows like that, people that got people talking about them all the time. We talk about them, everybody talk about them. And it's just like, if you have everybody talking about you all the time, that has to trigger that self doubt and that disorder and things like that. And, you know, it's tough. So, like, you know, with them opening up and talking about it to people and getting it out there, they're actually helping people. And I know a lot of people get all like, I don't, I just want to see them drink and fight. Okay, girl, you could just fast forward it though. But, like, you know, you don't have to be disrespectful to these women for actually, like, being raw and being vulnerable, because, like I said, I would much rather have that than have y'all doing this stupid shit, fading in a fucking hot hut and shit that ain't even working.
I ain't gonna be in no hot hut.
Girl.
Period. Period. I understand some people like to be up in the sauna. I don't like that. Okay. I can't see without my glasses, and I'm gonna steam the glasses up if I have them on. It's a loser.
Yeah, I don't really do the steam room because I just don't. I like to.
You don't?
I don't do it for a long period of time. Shut up, girl.
Did I say anything?
Your face said it. Anyways.
Don't look at my face.
But what was I finna say? Oh, but that trailer, it really, like, I feel like everybody had something going in that trailer. So I'm excited. Oh, and then Cherie
showing up.
When they said casual, and it's like, baby, she showed up Black folks casual. She didn't show up Beverly Hills casual. And they was laughing at her, but she showed up in some cute little Ivy Park stuff. It was cute. But, you know.
You think everybody gave something? Sutton said one thing.
Okay. I was trying to be nice. That was the Sesame Street, but.
Okay. Sutton said one thing. All you see is Lisa in the back nodding. Okay. And saying one thing about, you know, you said this about your beautiful sister. That's all she said. Kyle said, did nothing but cry. Garcelle did shit. Erica's mean ass did shit. Diana, she had her old raggedy fake ass line that everybody's just, oh my gosh. Please. Okay, I could have said that. She sounded like Maleficent on Drag Queen Night.
Maleficent on Drag Queen Night.
You want a villain? Here I am.
Why you make her sound like Jocelyn?
I need your girl to get out there, shake your ass. You need to show your titties and show a little bit of booty hole and shake your ass.
You want a villain? Let's go to Vegas, baby.
Let's go to Vegas, baby. Do you have that in your song library?
No, girl, I can't stand that song.
Do you have Do It Like Your Birthday?
I have that, but like I
can't stand that song.
But it's so weird because I think it's because she starts off every damn show with the most tacky ass song. For those who don't know, we're talking about the most ratchet show that will never ever see the face of Bravo. It's on this hood app called Zeus. Jocelyn's Cabaret from Jocelyn Hernandez from Love and Hip Hop.
If y'all want to see raggedy fights, bad wigs, a couple of botched titties, okay,
and some wolf pussy,
and wolf pussy who believes in the Lord, some Lord, somebody.
Well, they
Lord.
Got this girl on there quoting Bible verses while on the pole. And she got Don King between her legs, only in America. And Jocelyn's like, why are your pussy so hairy? And it's a lot. Like, you know, if you're used to the class and crass of Bravo, this is probably not for you. This is for the girls. Okay. This is for the girls that enjoy VH1 Ratchet. Like, this is for the VH1 girls. This is for the
let me before we get into the Bravo hoes real quick. Mm-hmm. I need like 3 minutes or 2 to 3 minutes to talk about this week's serving which is the Bad Boys Club on Zeus.
Oh, Los Lord. Angeles. When they were there, when the baby got into that fight.
Yeah, let me tell you something right now. If Natalie gonna come on here and say, who Natalie Nunn, who apparently runs LA, she gonna say, this is the hottest party. Everybody's gonna come here. This is the biggest party. That bowling alley's in Tarzana. Ain't nobody goes to Tarzana. Are you kidding me? This bowling alley is right next to a fucking America's Depot tires. You got me fucked up. Ain't nobody going there. Okay. And secondly, there is a fight up in the bowling alley with DaBaby's stupid ass fighting with Danny Lin's
brother. Okay. I know the white folks who listen to our podcast, like, what are they talking about?
I bet you Miss Cheryl knows. She's a sister.
Yeah, there she is.
Miss Cheryl from Tulare.
Oh, speaking of fans, that sounded so ostentatious to say. Speaking of friends speaking of friends who listen to our show, I want to give a special shout out to my boy Matty Hara. Congratulations on your job promotion. Yes. Okay. Better fucking work.
Money. Get your fucking ass up and work.
Do trust something. Me. Get I know Matty does a lot more than what Kim K would ever do. But yeah, I'm proud of you, and you better do it, bitch. Who else that is a friend of the show that has been doing some things? Michael Ryan. Yes. He is he actually does work. I know you don't know who she is. You know Trixie Mattel? Trixie, drag queen?
Yes.
Okay. So Michael is, I know I'm probably going to say the wrong terminology, but he is an editor and a producer. So he does a lot of like the behind the scenes stuff for like Trixie. He just stuff for Total Divas. Yeah, he got an award for his work that he did on Trixie's show. And I was like, okay, bitch, I see you. So shout out to you too.
Congratulations.
Yes. We love seeing people do things and make shit happen.
We love it. See, Big Bird always be knowing.
Shut up. Hey, I try to sprinkle some positivity before we go in on these hoes.
Okay. I ain't got nobody. Listen, oh gosh, Miss Sheena, you know I love you. I hope you enjoy your trip in Dubai.
Yes, I saw. I wonder if she's gonna run.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I say Miss Sheena?
Was it Sheena?
It was Miss Cynthia who went to Dubai.
Cynthia, okay, because I was gonna say I saw the picture of the airport, and bitch, that airport looked expensive. Okay.
Miss Sheena, hey, ow.
I wonder if she's gonna.
We still need to meet up for drinks. We still got to meet up for drinks. God damn it!
Any of the housewives from Dubai? Oh, speaking of the housewives of Dubai, they have a girl on there that was actually on College Hill.
The sister?
Yes. She was on College Hill on BET. Hold on, I'm about to Google it right now. I should have had this ready, but your girl's been drinking. College Hill. Housewives.
Clifton likes to drink Crown Royale.
Not Crown Royale.
Don't act like you don't drink no Crown Royale. I do. Shit. Dr. Heavenly does. I love me some Crown Royale. Don't do me. Crown Royale makes me start singing Patti LaBelle and shit.
So, Lisa Milan Hall, I guess on College Hill, she was called, her name, she went by Milan. She was on season 6 of College Hill.
Never made it that far.
Yeah, I just remember that season of College Hill when they was beating each other's asses in that room.
Yeah.
College Hill was so extra. And it's just so weird now. We got a girl from College Hill. Now she's on Housewives of Dubai. And then NeNe Leakes is on College Hill reboot.
Do you know what they're doing?
No. I'm like, Lanithia, you just keep Lanithia talking.
Lanithia has been blacklisted, blackballed, blackchained, whatever you want to call it. Okay.
That's why she keeps posting those things about support me.
Yeah.
Support me, bitch.
Purple Rain, support me.
Every time she posts that shit and there's and she turns the comments off because she knows that she's like reaching.
Here's the thing. Okay. Your motherfucking mouth was your demise on Bravo and your actions. I'm sorry. Consequences. Actions have consequences. Damn it. And
well, I mean, if Lee Daniels and Monique can make up, do you think that Nene and Andy can make up?
Lee Daniels is not a corporation. Okay. Bravo is basically NBC. You know, that's all kinds of white. So they don't have time for that. They don't have time. All right. She's got to basically bend over backwards to get back in there. And I doubt she's too proud for that.
She really trashed Andy.
She's too proud for that. And she should have trashed him because he is trash. But
yeah.
I know that her going to this little College Hill bullshit, I know for a fact that check ain't even close.
Oh no, it definitely ain't.
So I would have been like,
but the College Hill reboot is going to be on Paramount Plus. So I know Paramount got some coins, but I mean, it ain't, I don't know. Who knows?
I don't think I'm going to be looking. I'm not going to be looking for it. Are you going to look at it?
I watched the first episode for the pod, but like Bravo is giving us so much damn content that like, shit, I barely had time to watch Candy.
When the fuck this shit come out? When that shit come out, we will both watch the shit for the damn podcast. When does that bullshit come out?
I don't know.
You know I don't.
And where the fuck is Ultimate Girls Trip Season 2?
They keeping it in the vault for some damn reason. I don't know why, but you know.
Because we got that shit, and then we still got Atlanta. We still got
they're bamboozled me, okay? Got me paying for a fucking Peacock, but Miami and the girls tripped and went on Bravo.
But why would you wait to watch it on Bravo when you can get it when it's fresh? You pay for Peacock?
I don't know.
Don't you got Comcast?
No, I've got AT&T.
Oh, that's why. Because if you got Comcast, that shit is free. I can give you my login.
Comcast.
But anyways, so sorry, y'all. We'll be
watching the college.
I didn't watch Candy this week because Sunday was WrestleMania and your girl was busy. And I know Rasan didn't watch Candy either.
I watched it, but the thing is, Clifton is Captain, I'm Tennille, okay? Clifton is Batman, I'm Robin. Clifton is Tom and I'm Jerry. Clifton is Hagen and I'm Dawes. All right? Clifton is Black and I'm Decker. Bam.
Not Black and Decker.
I can't, I'm not good at leading on the fucking shows, okay? Because I start going off on every tangent possible. All I remember on Candy's thing is that they did a team building exercise, which I prefer to avoid completely at work. But they did a kind of gym-ish kind of thing that pertains to serving food in the restaurant. I can't really explain it that well. But everybody got a better understanding of each other. And people are, you know, kind of letting their guard down a little bit around Philip. He's lightening up a little bit. Brian was welcomed back to the staff officially, which of course, he was going to be let back. Come on now. They need his ass. I watched him and Chandrika in that chinchilla wig, make them what those things called, egg rolls.
Shut up, not the chinchilla. Bye.
I'm not gonna stop about these wigs until the wigs get better. I gotta keep going because she's doing she's looking real Married to Medicine season one. She's looking real. She looked like if she auditioned for Friday, what's up, Cray? What's up, Smokey? She'd have the role immediately. Okay. Can I borrow your microwave? She has it.
Bye. Or anyways, let's get into.
She can turn that wig around and she could say, don't you make me feel good? Can you make me feel good? Make me feel good.
Girl, are you saying those wigs like Holiday? I got the bike.
Those wigs said B-I-C-T-H in that order.
You spelt it right. She spelled it wrong. You spelled B-I-S. Oh, you, I thought you said B-I-T-C.
Ooh. It's a dyslexia today.
It is. My bad. Oh, God. All right. So let's get on to these turnpike trollops.
Go ahead.
So we started.
What's homeboy's name? You can hear me drinking wine or pouring the wine.
Who said that?
I thought you said somebody could hear me pouring wine on the show.
Hold on, I'm about to pull up the tweet right now.
How you gonna find that bullshit? That must be all up in the cut.
If you log on to your Twitter account and look at the at mentions.
Don't play me like that.
It was Cheryl that said that.
Oh, Miss Cheryl can hear me pouring wine?
Yes, she did.
Miss Cheryl.
Ooh. Oh God. So where do we begin with this episode? First of all.
How did it even start?
How did it start? It started from, it was like a continuation from last week, wasn't it?
That just a baseball game? There's no cliffhanger, that stupid ass game.
Oh, there was no cliffhanger at the baseball game. So they're planning Marge's birthday party, and then Margaret doesn't want to invite Teresa. Mm-hmm. Which Teresa was feeling a way about not being invited, but she understood. The part that kind of irked me tremendously this episode, Melissa's interactions with Antonia. Can we unpack it for a second?
We could dip. Let's unpack. And I got some. Go ahead.
Because Melissa, girl, like, first of all, I can clearly tell Antonia does not like being on the show. Stop forcing her to do scenes. Stop forcing her to do this shit. Because you don't force Gino. You don't force Joey.
The boys love that shit. Do shit with them.
Like they enjoy it. But like, because, you know, one of Teresa's daughters never gets filmed. And yeah. I could tell Antonia does not like that shit. I could see, like, I could just feel the resentment through the screen. And the other part of me that makes me feel weird is every time Melissa posts pictures of Antonia on Instagram, she facetunes her daughter's pictures.
The nose job? The nose?
Yeah, you don't facetune a teenage girl's pictures. Do you realize how much you are like kind of like fucking with her mentality right now? And then the constant comparison of her life and your life, like, I get that you want the best of your daughter, but you need to let your daughter make her own mistakes. You need to let your daughter walk down her own path. Your daughter is not you. This is not Florida and your dad dying. Your daughter is in a completely different situation than you were when you were younger. But like that constant, like, kind of helicopter mom, and then like putting, like, I don't even think she wants to cheerlead anymore. Like, I just get that vibe. And I feel like the second she turns 18, she's gonna be gone.
She gonna apply the shit out here, okay? She'd be looking at Arizona, okay, Washington, California.
I just hope she don't pull a Ashley, but you know. Who? Ooh, Ashley. Jackson's daughter? Yes, girl. Mm-mm. Now, out of all the Housewives kids, I used to want to strangle Ashley the first few seasons. Ooh, she used to get on my nerves. But, I just want her to kind of fall back off of her. Now, the other scene that kind of had me in my bag was the part where Jackie went to go have ice cream with her kids. Now, I know that sounds so small to the average person, but, you know, like how we discussed the eating disorders and everything like that, like, to do that and to enjoy it, and, like, could you imagine, like, never having ice cream with your mom? Like, that's something we've all done that. I've done it, you've done it, we've all done it. Mm-hmm. But you know, that was the first time that they did that. And I was just like, oh, shout out to Jackie. I was like, okay, you go ahead.
She's doing the best she can because she really wants to have her children have a fulfilled childhood and good bonding time with them. But unfortunately, what's blocking her is the whole, because kids be eating the fuck out of everything, okay? And so it's, you know, having a meal, like every kid be hungry all the time, every 2 hours or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's what's fucking her shit up. But she's at least trying, even if she took a few bites of that fucking bullshit, you know, she's trying.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, like, it's, I feel more bad for her because you're on this public platform and, like, you know, yes, they say you signed up for it, but, like, you know, when you're going into it, you don't realize the things that you suppress will kind of come out or kind of be brought back out when you're stressed. Like, I could tell that whole Teresa situation with the Evan rumor really fucked with her. Now, I do worry, like, if she does relapse or if it gets worse, I would be like, okay, girl, you might want to take a seat. Like, is it worth being on the show if it's endangering your health?
I remember, I don't know if you remember, but back in the day, Oprah released like a 20th anniversary DVD set of her show.
I got that DVD.
Mm-hmm. I still have it. And me and my homegirl, we would always watch the segment on Rudine, who is this old elderly woman who is battling eating disorder. Uh-huh. Like, she was bone thin.
I remember that.
And me and my homegirl, we were horrible people. Well, horrible people because
are you about to say some shit that's gonna be make me look at you crazy?
Because we ate a lot. We were like, shit, we need to get our shit up, okay? Because we made plans to get in the gym and all this shit. We're like, damn. Dean. But I just remember that. And she spoke about her battles with food and looking in the mirror. And that woman was bones.
Yeah, it affects everybody so differently. But you know, I just hope that she pulls through, you know. But what was I finna say? Ooh, but this Bill and Jennifer situation. And fucking Joe Gorga wanting an apology.
For what?
I don't think Bill owes him an apology.
For what?
For what Jennifer said. I think Jennifer owes you an apology, but Bill don't owe you shit.
You can't control what comes out of somebody else's mouth, okay?
But Jennifer apologized, like, you know, how they do it, the wives do with the wives and the husbands do with the husbands. If Jennifer apologized to Melissa, then I think that's all you need. And they squashed it. So you sitting here wishing and hoping for something, all that's going to do is just, it's going to be some mess next time y'all, next episode or something. And of course, Teresa was moving and packing up to move in with Louie, which that house, but that house was so gaudy and some of those things was ugly as fuck in that house. Oh my God.
Really? How dare you say that about the house? Are you kidding?
I know you fucking lying.
That's their fucking home. They have memories. They have.
Oh, is this what they said about you on Twitter?
Let me tell you motherfuckers something real quick, okay? I had to lean into the camera.
Here we go. I tweeted,
I am starting, and I'm gonna motherfucking finish. I tweeted before they even showed Teresa and her daughters in that house, okay?
Not daughters.
Daughters, okay? Before they even tweeted that, because they always do an outside panorama of whoever's home it is, mm-hmm. Okay? And most of these homes ain't really it. Now, I said it. God damn it. Shit.
People are getting mad at you because you said that you didn't like the architectural design of the house on television.
Margaret's house looks like something that them kids who ate the bitch's house is made of. What are them kids that ate the bitch's house? What's that story called?
Hansel and Gretel.
Margaret's house is Hansel and Gretel. Inside of the house is like a fucking nightmare. Dolores' little townhouse, whatever, it's a townhouse, okay? Jackie's house, that's a house. Jennifer's house looks like they put like five White Castles together. Doesn't look right.
Like the burger joint White Castle?
White Castle, yes. Who else is on the show? Oh, this is why this show fucking sucks. There's only five bitches on it. I hate it. I hate this show. Teresa's house since season one has looked a fucking disaster on the outside. The shit is ugly as fuck. It looks like what you see in Purgatory. It looks like trash.
Well, I mean,
nothing is even. Nothing is. There's like a pillar going nowhere somewhere. Okay. This house is garbage. Garbage. I said, what the hell did I fucking tweet? I just said the house is ugly, okay? And bitches everywhere. Are you kidding? The children have memories in this home. They've grown up with their father in this home. How dare you? You obviously don't have children. You're sure the fuck right.
Okay? How the fuck we get to the children insulting children? Were you talking about a house?
Okay. You can have memories wherever. You can have memories in a motherfucking cardboard box for all I care, okay? This house has got the structure, the aesthetic. I'm talking about the outside of that, and the inside of the house is ugly too, okay? She ain't got no furniture in that motherfucker. It's just a bunch of marble and swirly stairs. It's ugly. It's ugly. Faya. Bitch, don't come. Let me tell you something. I understand that Twitter is about speaking your opinions. If you don't like mine, keep on going, fat bitch. Okay.
Ooh.
I don't come on your page. And I got many people saying, well, show us your house. Bitch, just show me your cameras in the check and I'll show you my house. I did not put my motherfucking black ass on a goddamn stupid ass reality show. If you put yourself out there publicly, you will get scrutinized.
And you know what? This is exactly what Rasan said. He's saying this to the people on his Twitter. He said,
hold on.
Did I say you wanted to sleep with him?
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I said. Okay, Veronica McCormick.
Ooh.
You fucking cunt from Rhode Island. Kiss my ass. Okay. Don't go back and forth with me talking about how I'm unfulfilled because I don't have children. I am the most fulfilled in my life because I don't have children, okay? I like my money where I can see it, bitch. Where's your money at? Paying for your punk-ass daughter's little fucking everything. fuck you, bitch. Get that perm redone because it looks ugly. Looks toe up. Okay. You might want to fix your teeth because they're looking very much like a stick of butter. And you can kiss my ass. Okay. Me and my childless life and my little apartment is very happy over here. Thank you. And her Teresa's home is ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. Like your motherfucking face. Girl. Like your husband who does not love you.
Girl.
Shit. Who else was there? Who's the other bitch? Ready to be free with a picture of the fucking shit in San Francisco? I know you can't afford no place in San Francisco, so stop lying. Your ass lives in goddamn Stanislaus, bitch. Fuck you.
Oh my God. And this is all last night?
What day is this? What day is this? Yes, it was.
No, last night was Orange County. This was on
Tuesday.
I'm scrolling back to Tuesday on your timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see who you're talking about.
Are you talking to the microphone?
I'm trying to see who you're talking about.
Let me see if I can find that bitch, because she's a fucking hoe. I just gave up on her ass. You talking about Ready to be Free? Ready to be Free, San Francisco treat? San Francisco treat, trick? Shit. What your ass need to do is go ahead and lay down in the street, wait for one of the trolleys to come down. Bitch, keep going.
I don't see this person talking to you.
Maybe she, I don't know, she's there. She's somewhere. Shit. I don't have time for it, okay? I did not tweet that much during New Jersey because New Jersey Twitter is a fucking goddamn mess. And I'm thinking the most, okay, I'm not gonna get no bullshit talking about how a house looks. How a house looks. I'm not talking about a bitch's weight. I've never done that. I'm not talking about anybody's face. I'm not talking about no titties. I'm not talking about no car. I'm not talking about your children. I'm not talking about your husband. I'm not talking about your wife. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm saying that the house is ugly, but this just pissed people the fuck off. And then when I tweeted that Antonia gave Melissa a fuck you look during that little whatever gym training, oh, you must not have children. Teenagers do that all the time. You don't know anything about teenagers. Were you ever a teenager? Well, bitch, were you? You're 90 years old in your picture, were you? When's the last one was that? Okay. I know. Listen, I did not say that I don't understand teenage angst. I still give my mother a fuck you look if she be tripping.
Hey, but you know your mother will beat your ass.
She don't listen to this bullshit. I told her.
I see it. Come on, that's not cool. That's her mother. Antonia is your typical teenager. And typical teenagers typically have a fuck you expression on their face.
Mm-hmm.
I have one. Couldn't imagine two. It would be WWE tattoo between them and me and my husband. Okay.
Yeah, that's not the one. She's fine. I let her roll, okay? But you know what? New Jersey Twitter, calm the fuck down. If you are on the payroll and Teresa or Melissa is baking you lasagna, giving you checks, giving you rupees, giving you whatever, giving you homemade wine, all right, Carlo Rossi jugs, let me know and I will get on. I will start doing the same thing. I'll start bashing people for talking about a fucking leaf on the ground. Now, but otherwise, leave me the fuck alone. If you don't like it, keep going. Keep going.
This man alone, because we done spent 20 minutes talking about how y'all got on his nerves. But I actually enjoy the read, though.
You said what?
I said I enjoyed the read. Your read.
Good. Good. I could keep going.
You want to move on to the Orange County girls?
What'd you think of The Shah's been canceled.
haven't watched Shaw's in a couple years. It sucks because I did enjoy them, but I think that they got canceled because of that shit with Mikey.
Some people said that it was already going to be canceled, but I guess that was the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
But, you know, who really contributed in my mind is when they added Destiny with an extra E, her stupid ass.
That bitch.
That's when I stopped watching because I did not like her on the damn people's couch. I don't like her on here. Didn't like her on there. She's extra. She tried to way too much. She's fake. She's full of shit. Okay.
Speaking of full of shit, how dare you not remember my friend's name?
Tot. It's Tot.
It's Tot. It's Tot.
It's Tot.
How dare you don't remember my friend's name? Gina, girl. Girl, you really mad about that? Are you really looking for a moment that badly?
She was so extra about absolutely nothing.
Like, it was so unnecessarily extra. Like, it was, y'all talk about Noella being thirsty and reaching. That was thirsty and reaching for a fucking moment. I'm about to get on Noella right now. Now, Noella, girl. That scene in the bed. Ah! And then when you go out to the damn river. And it was just like, I had to walk in the serene. I had to clear my mind. And then when she says that, you just see her at the
Please reenact it. Huh? That was not it. Okay, Fantasia, stop playing. She said, oh.
Why you feel like you orgasming over there?
Really? Is that what an orgasm sounds like?
I don't know.
Oh, don't act like you don't know.
We're not doing orgasms on this podcast, but.
I mean, not today. You could get there.
It was just so extra. And I was like, girl, but when Heather kept telling her to shut up in the van. And then when they were having that talk, and then Heather was like, you were just a thirsty girl. And then when Noella said, I'm surprised you know what that means. I fell out on that part.
I'm surprised you know what thirsty means.
A part of me feels like Heather did push the cameraman.
What else?
And then Emily is the shit stirrer.
Of course she is.
Emily gets fucking Shannon so wrapped up in a tizzy. And then those fucking bear outfits. I was like, okay. It was so stupid. But the part that had me weak was I never noticed how Dr. Jen really does repeat everything that Heather says. Until they replayed it. And I was just like, oh God, you're such a pick me lapdog.
Not the pick me.
You are such a pick me lapdog type of bitch. And I was just like, oh God. Oh, we're about to hear the vocals of my roommate's dog because he's coming in, I guess, because they're about to start screaming. But, yeah, she's just such a pick-me type of bitch, and I can't stand that shit.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Yet again, did Jen say anything this week?
No. All she said was repeating things that Heather already said.
She gotta go.
She gotta go.
Oh, before we continue with these bitches... What'd you think of the Vanna White audition?
Vanna White audition?
The reunion, New Jersey bitch reunion shit.
Oh, compared to
it looked like more like a Nicole Scherzinger audition.
Melissa looked like she was trying to be Nicole Scherzinger, and and then Teresa looked like she was about to try to grab the microphone and be like,
"Wasn't that the same jumpsuit from? Isn't that the same jumpsuit Alexia wore in the opening credits?"
I think Teresa's wearing Giovanni.
Giovanni? Mm-hmm. Giovanni?
I'm messing with you. They didn't look bad. I was the only one who looked bad was Tracy.
Tracy looked like she was going to act in the exorcism and pee on the floor.
Like, it was not form-fitting, and she looked like she came out to come to the TV screen.
That bitch looked fucking horrible. Goddamn horrible.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Jackie played it quite safe, but, you know, whatever.
I like Jennifer's dress.
It was nice. It seems like I've seen it before, though.
Yeah. I feel like they all kind of played it safe. Like, I feel like the Salt Lake City girls went over the top in a bad way. The Orange County girls were a little too casual for a reunion. They looked like they were going to a Sunday brunch. The Jersey girls, at least they were all in sync with the color. I like when they all kind of stay in sync with the color.
They got the color scheme right, but why are they in a Tennessee-ass bar? Because they went to Nashville?
I guess. You know,
they clashes with the background.
Yeah, because remember in Atlanta when they did the reunion background as where they went to the island or whatever like that?
Which season was that?
And then they did another background where it was when they went to China. Remember that one?
With the fish pond?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this ain't the first time they did a reunion set based off of where they went to.
I don't understand why Bravo finds it necessary to... The set is nice, but don't do anything with a pond with like a hole in the ground. These bitches can barely walk in these dresses. They can barely walk in heels. They teeter over. They fall in that goddamn pool, bump their head. It's a bad day.
That'll be good TV, though.
Sure. Anyway, back to Orange County. You have anything to say about your girl, Kelly?
Kelly Dodd is like that bitch that gets fired from a job but keeps wanting to know what's happening at the job.
She's like the hoe that graduated high school. She's still chilling in the quad 2 years later.
Oh, God. I'm just here hanging out.
She's tweeting on there, "I'm so glad I got fired. This show is trash."
Or whatever. Why are you so worried about it?
Why are you tweeting about it, girl? Sure. Your chances of even coming on a damn girls trip are really fucked up at this point.
Do you really want to see that bitch on a girls trip, though?
Shit.
Do you?
Huh?
Do you really want to see that bitch on girls trip?
No, I do not.
Me neither.
Period.
Unless she's getting cussed out by a room full of black folks, but...
I mean, she probably isn't vaccinated.
That's true.
But then again, you know, here's my thing. And I don't like getting into this kind of political ass bullshit. California, this state of California, whatever state y'all other listeners live in, do you think California has gotten quite lax on, you know, asking for vaccination proof or mask stuff? And I mean, I get it. I don't want to wear the mask. I hate wearing the mask. But on the plus side, I haven't been sick in 3 years. And also, I've always been kind of germophobic. I've always been neurotic about other people. I don't like people touching me. I don't like people close to me. I don't like, you know, a lot of shit like that. When I do go to a concert, I always find my seat that's closest to the exit, just in case some shit go down. That's how I like it. I'm not a crowd person, okay? When I go to the club, I always need to make sure I'm well lubricated first and I can be comfortable. Otherwise, it ain't a good time. But anyway, Kelly could probably actually do a girls' trip if she weren't such a bitch with her attitude. But since California is so relaxed on, you know, oh, you know, the pandemic's done. The pandemic is over.
Mm-hmm. Well, the girls' trip is usually not in the country or it's somewhere far away. But I don't know. We shall see. That note, any final words to say?
I have no final words. Actually, I do have final words. All you hoes have a problem? Figure it out. Go suck an egg.
Or a straw.
Do it. Go ahead. Shave that pussy. Your man's done flossing his teeth down there. Ooh. Thank you. Well, on that have a blessed day in Texarkana.
Bye. Also, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
You gotta be big girls. You gotta be big girls.